Hi, John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions, U.S. Credit Project, and Give Me Credit Media. Coming up on June 23rd, 2015, in Minneapolis, St. Paul area, three of us are holding a program, presenting a program called Beyond Bootstrapping. It's about credit, it's about SBA loans, and angel and venture funding. There is three experts, me, I'm one of them, on credit, and we've got Dennis Welsh, an SBA loan expert from Anchor Bank, and Jeffrey Yupin, an attorney, fundraiser, and one of the lead attorneys at Thompson Hall Law Office that will talk about venture and angel funding. There is free lunch, but you must register ahead of time at eventbrite.com, or you can register at uscreditproject.com. Some people have described this or short seminar as receiving insider information. I appreciated that comment, but you're going to get a ton of information. If you can attend, I'd love to have you. This next one is at the Minnesota Valley Country Club at 6300 Auto Club Road in Bloomington. It starts at noon, June 23rd. If you want lunch, register ahead of time. This is sponsored by Anchor Bank, Connect My Success, Inner Circle, Thompson Hall Law Office, U.S. Credit Project, and Master Credit Solutions. I hope to see you there.
Well, hi, everybody. Welcome to Give Me Credit. I'm John Engen. Let's introduce our guest host today.
I am me, John Mackey.
Actually, you're not a guest host at all now, are you?
Not anymore.
Well, John Mackey is the guy who really knows what he's talking about. I'm the guy who just kind of flubs my way through. But John, can we lay the premise very quickly on what Give Me Credit is all about?
Give Me Credit is an organization that started to help educate people about the credit restoration, credit education, credit in general, and debt collections specifically. We want to be able to help people, educate them, so that they don't get into the credit problem system or the credit problems that they've had before.
So we're talking to folks, and folks, if you're one of those people who have struggled with the credit issues, maybe you know that your credit report right now is not feeling very good, and you're wondering, how in the world can I make some progress on this thing? It scares me. This is a program you want to be listening to today. In fact, I'd suggest you pop up a bowl of popcorn and sit down and spend some time with us. And then can I ask that maybe you get a piece of paper and a pencil? Because I think what you're going to want to do, too, is grab the address, the contact information for John. He's going to give you some stuff today that you're going to need, and we want you to stay tuned to the program. John, our topic for today are the myths that surround credit, credit reporting, and all those things.
Yeah, there are so many myths that are out there. Now, you know, where do we start with the myths? Because the myths permeate, and the myths are started by the credit industry themselves or by debt collection companies themselves, or they certainly aren't fixed by those organizations to let you know exactly what the rules are. And if we're going to be playing this credit game, as it were, we need to know exactly what we can do and what we can't do. And it's ignorance on everybody's part, including mine, that gets us into these difficulties.
This is where we go back to the great mystery of
yes.
credit stuff. When you and I, and of course, this is only, we're only three programs deep into Give Me Credit. And so for folks, if you've just been following us, you know, we're trying to establish a stage here, but I went through some very severe credit problems. And my problem was, I was afraid to look at it. You know, it's like the guy who suspects he has cancer, but he's still not going to go to the doctor to find out.
Well, if you don't go to the doctor, you don't have it.
So, well, exactly right. That's what happens. People go to the doctor and find out, and the doctor somehow gives them cancer.
Correct.
No, he finds something that's pre-existing. And what you do, John, in a very doctoral way, is to examine and do, you know, to do exploratory surgery, if you would, on credits. You know what you're talking about. And what I loved about what you were able to give to me was the ability to tell me this is why this is the way it is. And then we could go from there.
Yeah, there's so many factors that determine a person's score. I mean, there are lates, there are judgments, there are liens, there are you know, short sales, foreclosures, there are credit debt collections that are on there. There are statute of limitations issues that happen. There's also the ratios when we're talking about debt that does affect your score.
Right.
How many credit cards you have, how many credit cards versus installment loans like a car loan,
mm-hmm.
you know, things like that that affect a person's credit score.
Right.
I've got a lot of people that call me that say, how can I get just 5 points out of this? Well, I can evaluate a credit report and determine how to do that, how they can do that for themselves.
John, let's get back to our conversation now on some of the myths that surround this. I think we've established the mystery stage.
Okay.
Let's talk about the myths. And the one that caught my eye, first of all, was that there's a myth that says, well, all credit scores are pretty much the same. Why is that a myth?
Well, because, number one, credit scores aren't the same. There are a ton is a weight, and that's not a number. There are a lot of credit reporting agencies and credit scoring companies out there that will score your credit for specific industries. For example, the car industry has a credit scoring system. The auto loan industry has a credit scoring system. The rental system has a credit scoring system. The insurance industry for auto insurance, for life insurance, for a variety of factors have ways to do scoring.
We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, too.
Correct.
That, and I use myself as an illustration because this is so new to me, just getting into this world, that when I bought a house,
right,
my credit score looked good. The agency came back and said, we're fine. We'll loan you this money under these circumstances. I said, yay, let's go. And I think I got a pretty nice house out of it. Now, in the back of my head, I said, well, if that credit score is that nice, and they're looking at me as being a solid citizen of these United States, then this would probably be a good time for me to be looking into a new car, too.
Right.
Oh, no. When I went through that process, I found out that it was a whole different process, a whole different credit score, a whole different look. And when they looked at it, they actually came back and said, you know, this is not shaping up the way we need it to. Now, where I bought my car, they really bent over backwards to let me get into this thing. But that's what we're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. There are three reporting agencies, Experian, TransUnion, and Equifax. Now, a creditor does not have to report to anybody. So if you go out, for example, go out and get that home loan, which you did, are they obligated legally to report that to the credit bureaus?
Okay.
No.
I'm holding that as a question because we're going to take a break. I caught you mid-sentence, didn't I? Folks, I want you to sit back, get your paper, get your pencil. We've got a conversation to have with you about the myths that surround credit, credit scoring. You're listening to Give Me Credit.
Hi, John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions, U.S. Credit Project, and Give Me Credit Media. Coming up on June 23rd, 2015, in Minneapolis, St. Paul area, three of us are holding a program, presenting a program called Beyond Bootstrapping. It's about credit, it's about SBA loans, and angel and venture funding. There is three experts, me, I'm one of them, on credit, and we've got Dennis Welsh, an SBA loan expert from Anchor Bank, and Jeffrey Yupin, an attorney, fundraiser, and one of the lead attorneys at Thompson Hall Law Office that will talk about venture and angel funding. There is free lunch, but you must register ahead of time at eventbrite.com, or you can register at uscreditproject.com. Some people have described this or short seminar as receiving insider information. I appreciated that comment, but you're going to get a ton of information. If you can attend, I'd love to have you. This next one is at the Minnesota Valley Country Club at 6300 Auto Club Road in Bloomington. It starts at noon, June 23rd. If you want lunch, register ahead of time. This is sponsored by Anchor Bank, Connect My Success, Inner Circle, Thompson Hall Law Office, U.S. Credit Project, and Master Credit Solutions. I hope to see you there. I get this question a lot, folks. John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions and Give Me Credit Radio Show. I get the question, why do you do this radio show? Here's why I do the show. Because there is so much misinformation out there. There's so much lying and deceit. Nobody knows what the real truth is. That's critical, folks. Critical. Because if you don't know how to respond, if you don't know how to play the game, these debt collectors and creditors will walk right over you. This is not a game for pansies. Some don't think it's a game. But for them it is. It's a game. It's a game and it's a scoreboard. And the scoreboard is money. Do I like it? No. I despise the way that these companies do business. How do we get away from this? Arm yourselves. Arm yourselves with information and the truth. That's the only way. Because once you put bullets in your gun, once they see you're armed, it becomes more even in the fight. Certainly not nearly equal. That's why I'm here for you. It's your money. It's your finances. If you want to continue being beaten up and being a pansy to these bullies, then don't call me. But if you want to take the bull by the horns, if you want to stand up, if you want to pull your head out of the sand, we have to talk. In the coming weeks, we're going to have some information from clients that I've served and what the results are. Fraud cases, debt collector cases where they threaten my client. Creditors not responding, debt collectors not responding to our demands. Let me know if I can help you. John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions, Give Me Credit Radio Show. You can call me at 612-216-4910 or 888-417-3400. Time is of the essence. You are paying extra for your bad credit. There's no doubt about that. Whether you want to believe it or not, go ahead. If you say, I'm not using my credit, you are. You are using your credit. If you rent, if you get car insurance, if you get homeowners insurance, if you get renter's insurance, you're paying for that bad credit. Give me a call. John Mackey, Master Credit Solutions. Give Me Credit Radio Show. 888-417-3400.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Give Me Credit. I'm John Engen. And John Mackey is here today. Now, John, I caught you mid-sentence.
I doggone near choked.
I know you did. I saw the look in your eye, and I thought, hey, I got him. Usually, I don't get one over on you. But again, folks, we're talking about credit. We're talking about credit ratings. John, at the end of this segment, we're going to give our listeners contact information.
Okay.
And so, folks, let's get those papers out. Let's get those pencils out and be ready to write down the contact information that John is going to give you at the end of this segment. And 'cause John is the guy you want to talk to. John, I'm not kidding, and I stand here with no embarrassment whatsoever. John is the guy you want to talk to. Now, John, let's go back to that myth. You were talking about the three reporting agencies, and they're and people aren't obligated to report
no,
to them.
No, they're not. I've run up against many people that have had loans or mortgages out there that aren't reporting to the credit bureaus. Or I've had car loans on credit reports that are only reporting to two or maybe even just one. And then you've got those people that don't report to the credit bureaus unless you have a derogatory piece of information. For example, cell phone companies. You know, up until 1999, they all reported to the credit bureaus. After 1999, why that year, I don't know, but they stopped reporting to the credit bureaus unless you were late or a derogatory where they've turned it over. Then they'll put it on there.
Oh.
I've got an issue with that because if what the credit reporting system is trying to do is paint a picture of your credit, why don't we get all positive information on there, all negative if that's what's needed?
Because in a real way, when you sign a contract with a cell phone company, you're in essence taking out a loan to agree an agreement that you are involved in paying them for services.
Correct.
And so you're saying you can pay them for 2 years.
Correct.
And be flawless.
Correct.
But if it's derogatory, bang, it's on the credit rating.
Absolutely. Mm. And then you've got those credit card companies out there right now. There's a lot of them that are hitting the airwaves for debit cards. What people don't realize is that most of the time, those debit cards are not reporting to the credit bureaus. So if you think you're getting a score or it's helping your credit by way of that debit card, you are not. It's not reporting to the credit bureaus.
So as we continue down this road of talking about the myth that says, well, they're all the same, you're talking about a fact that, no, this is a pretty lumpy mattress.
There's, absolutely.
There's a lot of levels involved.
As we described last week, you can have one score being a 720 and another one being a 610.
Right.
Now, what would cause that change or that difference? Certainly the balances should be reporting the same, but do they have to? No. They may report to TransUnion 1 month, report to Experian the next month. So the balances are going to be different, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then you may have a creditor that only reports to one or two and not three. So thus, the scoring will change or will be different for the one individual taking a look at the same package.
So, you know what you're doing. You're telling us all, this is a mess.
It is.
And to sort it out, I mean, can the, you know, outside of the fact that you're professionally in the business and you know what the ins and outs and the highs and lows are, can a person actually figure this stuff out? I mean, on my own, if I got my credit report, can I actually sort through it and find out what it all says?
You can. Boy, that's a loaded question.
Well, I guess what I'm saying, I think the answer is no. I don't have the depth of background.
Well, the way that I was going to answer that is yes, you can, provided you've got 10 years of accounting experience or years
exactly.
of experience
okay.
in this field.
And that I can give you that because I think that's true.
Right.
I think that's where we're going with the conversation on this because, folks, I know that there are people, and I just need to say it, there are folks who will say, well, you know, I went and read a book. Or I went and went online and I found out this and I found out that. In many cases, they're telling you what you can do, but they're not telling you why you're doing it. And it's ineffective when you don't know why. And ultimately, you're going to find yourself taking on the services of somebody like John. And here's what I'm saying. Just start with John. Go to a guy.
Well, it makes it a lot easier when you start with a professional, whether it's me or somebody else.
Yeah.
Start with a professional. Because if I get it after an initial, after you've done it or something like that, it makes it much more difficult
right.
for me to now come in and work on it. It's kind of like a doctor that butches an operation, and then you've got another doctor trying to come in and operate. Well, you've got all that scar tissue.
Mm.
Maybe a bad analogy, but that's what we have to work
now,
with.
No, you know what? I think it's a decent analogy. I think it does say what it needs to say because that is truly the case. When I first got into it, I looked at those numbers and I had no idea. And I kept in the background thinking, well, if somebody else can pull this off, I can pull this off. Well, that is, the analogy is perfect, because you don't want me doing brain surgery on you. I mean, I probably get the top of your head off.
Yeah. And, you know, if you ever were arrested for something, would you defend yourself? You can.
Mm-hmm.
But what kind of results are you going to get? You're not going to get the best results.
Yeah. What's the old saying, that he who represents himself in court is a fool for a lawyer? Yeah. John, give us your contact number. I know people are anxious to hear. Now, remember, folks, there is, I say this and I mean this, there is no judgment. You may say, I don't want anybody looking at this because I'm embarrassed. John is the guy who understands. He's been through it. He's guided people through it. That's why he's so important to you right now. John, give your contact information.
Sure, John. My telephone number is 2459.
Run it again.
612-567-2459.
Plus, you can go online.
You can go online, go to credit. my mind went blank.
That's okay.
GiveMeCredit.us.
Yeah. GiveMeCredit.us is a contact position where you can be in direct contact with John. And John will get back to you. He will be on top of this with you. He's a professional. He offers professional services, and he gets professional results. And I think that that's exactly what any one of us wants at this stage. Professional services, professional handling with no judgment. He's going to walk you through it, and he's going to give you the ability to smile again when you think in terms of credit.
Correct.
And to be able to, and folks, there's nothing more freeing than to be able to walk into, say, you need a new car, you walk into the dealership, and you know this is not going to be an issue any longer.
Right.
I like the thought that you set us free in a lot of ways.
Let's get the good times rolling again.
All right. We're going to be back. You're listening to Give Me Credit.
Hi, John Mackey here, Master Credit Solutions, U.S. Credit Project, and Give Me Credit Media. Coming up on June 23rd, 2015, in Minneapolis, St. Paul area, three of us are holding a program, presenting a program called Beyond Bootstrapping. It's about credit, it's about SBA loans, and angel and venture funding. There is three experts, me, I'm one of them, on credit, and we've got Dennis Welsh, an SBA loan expert from Anchor Bank, and Jeffrey Upin, an attorney, fundraiser, and one of the lead attorneys at Thompson Hall Law Office, that will talk about venture and angel funding. There is free lunch, but you must register ahead of time at eventbrite.com, or you can register at uscreditproject.com. Some people have described this, or short seminar, as receiving insider information. I appreciated that comment, but you're going to get a ton of information. If you can attend, I'd love to have you. This next one is at the Minnesota Valley Country Club at 6300 Auto Club Road in Bloomington. It starts at noon, June 23rd. If you want lunch, register ahead of time. This is sponsored by Anchor Bank, Connect My Success, Inner Circle, Thompson Hall Law Office, U.S. Credit Project, and Master Credit Solutions. I hope to see you there.
Welcome back, everybody, to Give Me Credit. I'm John Engen. That's John Mackey. We're talking about myths when it comes to credit. Now, John has actually outlined eight of these, and we're grabbing two today. In fact, we're probably going to make this a little bit of a feature coming up. Plus, I want you to stay tuned for our programs in the weeks ahead, because, John, one of the essential items we need to talk about is, what do I do with those guys who will not stop calling me? How do I handle that? And folks, it's an essential part. Now, here's the deal. If that's your question today, right now,
give me a call.
Give him a call. Here's the number.
612-567-2459.
Let's grab another myth before we have to scoot out of the studios here, John. Myth that says you cannot legally get items off of a credit report. What does that mean?
There are three ways that an item can be on your credit report. It has to be verifiable, It has to be documentable, and it cannot be obsolete. So, the key one here is that even if an item is on a credit report, and yes, you know that it is, you had a late, or that you have this debt collection out there, that doesn't mean that it has to stay on the credit report,
right?
Because it has to be verifiable. Now, the FDCPA and the Fair Credit Reporting Act, that's the Fair Credit Reporting Act and the Fair Debt Collections Practices Act,
mm-hmm.
dictates what can be on a credit report and what can't. And the way this happens is that if you challenge the item, any derogatory item, and they cannot prove to you and to us
right.
that it's got to stay, that they have all of the information, it cannot stay on the credit report.
Now, let me stop there, because one of the comments we made here a while back was this. When a credit that's gone bad has been sold to another agency.
Correct.
You've oftentimes talked about that they buy a book of bad credit.
Correct.
But many times the verifiability does not come with that book. They've got to prove that you owe that money, why, when, and where.
It's interesting because there was just a recent study done by the FTC. And the study basically stated, it stated many things, but one of the most important things is that when a debt collector buys junk debt, he buys a book of debt, which means maybe $2 million worth, and they pay, guess how much they pay for that debt? Let's just use this for an example.
I'm thinking probably 10 cents on the dollar, maybe.
It's 4 cents.
No.
4 cents on the dollar that they pay for it.
So okay. If they make 10 cents off the dollar, they've made a profit.
Absolutely. They won't let you know that. That's not part of the conversation. They're going to try to collect every bit of it, but they are willing to negotiate on that. We'll not get into that right now as far as the negotiation, because that's another issue. And before you do that, give me a call, because there are some caveats here.
Mm-hmm.
So what they will, what we need to be doing is being very careful of how we do this.
So in regard to that, if you see bad credit, your response is, I got to deal with this. They have to be able to prove that you've got that debt. They have to be able to say, this
absolutely.
Is the debt. And by the way, here's this paperwork. So it seems to me that one of the processes that you are able to take, and you do it with the backing of legal and experience.
Correct.
Is to, first of all, prove the verifiability of the debt.
Correct.
Which means I would imagine in your case, but I think experience tells me that you know how to do it better than I would. You
well,
can start
right.
lopping some things off rather quickly.
Yes. Yeah. Our average deletion rate right now is 71%.
That's remarkable.
It's quite high.
Yeah.
It's quite high.
Yeah.
I haven't seen anybody higher. That's not to say they don't exist. But the reason for that is because we use attorneys to get that done. In future shows, I'll go over as to why that is.
Yeah. That's important. That is very important to think in terms of the credit rating, the credit report, and how you can legally get this stuff off.
Understand that when I'm talking about documentation, it's not just a letter from them
mm-hmm.
saying you owe this person or you owe us this amount of money and here's where we got it from. It has nothing to do with that. That's part of it.
Right.
But they've got to prove how they got the debt itself. They don't have to show how much they paid for it, but they've got to have the entire file. Mm-hmm. And I will guarantee you that the majority of them do not have this information.
Well, folks, you're listening to Give Me Credit. And I think one of the things we need to do with intention is to make sure people can get in touch with you. If somebody gets in touch with you even today, I mean,
yes.
you're going to grab the phone.
Yes.
The number again is
612-567-2459.
Or you can go to the website, which is
GiveMeCredit.us.
Now, when somebody goes there, and let's say they have some preliminary questions, you're going to sit down, do a consultation, help them through this, and then you'll be able to really take an inside look as to what can be done and when it can be done. Now, folks, I want to say this, that John's services are professional. They are not some guy, you know, that just kind of got into this willy-nilly. This guy knows what he's doing. He's got the legalities to back it up. He's got the experience to back it up. And I just want to press the point, he can help. And if you're looking for help and you say, I don't get this, even if you get a little bit of it, let somebody who knows what they're doing put their hands around this thing and walk you through it.
The best feeling you're going to have is when you can pull your head out of the sand, talk to me, and start to stand tall again.
Mm-hmm.
That's very important to me. And it gives me no greater joy than to be able to help people and to get the positive responses that I get.
Exactly. Folks, I wish you could hear the testimonials. Someday we're going to have to do a program. One of our final segments is going to be, listen to what people are saying, what they're saying about what you were able to bring to the party. Again, let me emphasize, folks, and I think this is so important to me. You've got to know that it's not ever a hopeless situation. But it's really the first step is yours. It's
correct.
Like, you know, getting out and running a mile. You might not think you've been able to do it, but if you're not off the couch, you'll never know.
Right. You've got to take that first step.
Yeah. And so John is able to take these situations, walk you through some of the myths, walk you through your credit report, show you what the rating is, tell you where it averages into the grand scheme of things, and what you can do. Now, one of the things I want to cover before we bolt out of here, John, is the fact that you can not only help on the side of cleaning up credit, but you can start getting some positive things onto that credit report.
Absolutely. A credit score is based on positive items or items on a credit report. Mm-hmm. And if I can get all of the negative off, and that's all you have, you're not going to have a credit score. However, I can help you get positive on there. Positive items, installment loans, and a revolving debt, which is what most of the stuff, your credit score is going to be based on.
So it's not just cleaning, scrubbing, it's building.
Correct.
And I think that's when John oftentimes says, we got to get the good times rolling again. The good times are rolling in the sense that he's not teaching you to get back into deep credit, into the issues. He's teaching you, giving you the ability to put clean credit up and to build that credit. So when people are looking at this thing, they're seeing good things come. John, we want to close the program today by giving that contact information again. Let's do it right now. The telephone number to call you is
612-567-2459. I have a number with problems.
You've been suffering from a cold here. I'm assuming
you're
under the influence of Sudafed.
Yes, I am. 612-567-2459.
Okay, let's do it again.
Hopefully I can get through it this
time. Can you do it again?
612-567-2459.
And then that the website address.
GiveMeCredit.us.
Either way is going to get you into John's life, and either way is going to get you positive effects if you can get John into your world. John, let's say goodbye and see you next week.
Adios.
Thanks for joining us today on Give Me Credit.
Nice. Nice.
You can take that to the bank.